Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Muckin' Fun Day. It's the 12th day. No, it ain't. It's the 6th day of May. And it's Monday. It's 6th day of May, 2019. Right? Am I in this world in the right place? It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 71 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. So looks like a pretty nice day through the window. Ain't been outside yet, so I don't know for sure, but I ain't going to complain. The days are getting longer, closer to some real weather where you could just, you know, just go, and it don't matter where you're at. You could be away from everything and not have to go very far. Let's see what we're going to jump into here. Trump backs Israel 100% amid airstrikes on Gaza. This is from Middle East Monitor, and we'll get into it in just a moment.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, this really surprised me, knocked me off my feet. I couldn't hardly believe it. Trump backs Israel 100% amid airstrikes on Gaza. This is from Middle East Monitor. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And if you've been watching Stupid Box, but Palestinians, you know, the rockets they fire are equivalent to a pipe bomb. I've seen, they've shown where they've hit, and it'd be like a little 6x8 chunk knocked out of the sidewalk, right? And most of them, I mean, they don't way to aim them or anything. It's a bottle rocket. It's a heavy duty bottle rocket. It's all in the fuck it is. And then I've seen when the F-16s hit the Gaza Strip, whole fucking buildings coming down, man. Yeah, you betcha you're behind them, them dirty fucking murdering motherfuckers. Trump, you piece of shit. You dirty, rotten piece of shit. You piece of Israeli shit because you came out of an Israeli asshole. U.S. President Donald Trump on Sunday threw his support behind Israel amid ongoing airstrikes in the blockaded Gaza Strip, the open-air prison as the genocide continues on the fucking Palestinian people. Reports Anadolu agency. Once again, Israel faces a barrage of deadly rocket attacks by terrorist groups, Hamas and Islamic Jihad. We support Israel 100% in its defense of its citizens, Trump tweeted. That's because you are fucking Israel, you piece of shit. You're just a fucking Israeli puppet. You got fucking Jared Kushner's hand up your ass working, and you like it, you son of a bitch, working your mouth, don't you? I'm going to be president of America. America, people, remember that lie. Since Saturday, 25 Palestinians, including two pregnant women and two infants, were killed and more than 100 others wounded by Israeli airstrikes. Two Gazan people, to Gazan people, these terrorist acts against Israel will bring you nothing but more misery. Oh, yeah, you'd love it, you slimy, murdering child. Kill pregnant women, motherfucker, you piece of dog shit. And what you're doing in Yemen. See, let's look the other way at everything you do, huh? You're a war criminal, you piece of shit. In the more misery. End the violence and work towards peace. Peace is fucking for the extermination. When the last Palestinian is fucking exterminated, when the last fucking Syrian is exterminated, when the last fucking Jordanian is exterminated, when the last Iranian is exterminated, then we can have peace. And we can have our fucking ruling goddamn empire, Zion Empire, to rule the rest of the world, and then they'll bring peace to the rest of us. How about that? The escalation in the Gazan Strip started when four Palestinians were martyred. I just love that. What a statement. I mean, you're going to tell exactly what happened there. They were martyred, huh? What I heard was that they were snipers, and two of the fucking four Israelis killed. There was only four Israelis killed in the whole fucking deal, and two of them were soldiers sniped by these martyrs. You know, these people who fucking are going to step out in front of these goddamn bullets and fight these son of a bitches with their nothing, fight F-16s with fucking bottle rockets. Because that's all. Hey, make sure you give in your guns. Now, when I want your goddamn guns, you make sure you hand them over. You see how they treat unarmed fucking people. Including a teenager and 51 wounded on Friday in Israeli army attacks on Hamas-affiliated sites. 51 wounded on Friday. I watched them. They're blowing up buildings. If those are affiliated sites. No, you're just wanting to fucking murder Palestinians, you lying, dirty, rotten, scuzz-sucking son of a bitches.
Does anybody have the Palestinians back at all?
Well, the Iranians, I mean, if it weren't for the attack dog of the USA, they would have wiped those son of a bitches out. And the United Nations, NATO troops. I mean, with Britain, fucking the Balfour Agreement, took the fucking Palestinians' country and gave it to the fucking kikes? Just by, we wrote it down on a piece of paper here. You don't listen. People, I'm generations. You can go back and find footage of Palestine before the fucking Israeli invasion. They had their towns. They were a civilization. They were a people. Oh, no, they weren't. Just like us Americans never were. We were just a bunch of invaders here. And that's, I mean, you know, fucking 240 years we've been here as invaders. And we all should have to go. And this isn't our land. Come and try this shit here, you dirty cocksuckers, and you'll fucking die hard. Sites and a separate attack on a rally against listen to this. 51 wounded on Friday in Israeli army attacks. Israeli army, that's 51 fucking people wounded. They lost four Israelis supposedly in these bottle rocket attacks, but it was instigated by this. 51 wounded on Friday in Israeli army attacks on Hamas-affiliated sites and a separate attack on a rally against the decade-long occupation and siege of the Gaza Strip. The Israeli assaults were met by Palestinian resistance. I mean, they went and killed, shot up 51 of their people and then shot up a fucking rally, like they were sitting down there on the by the fence line, plinking children, shooting little babies in their fucking diapers. Real brave motherfuckers. I've seen them, how they fucking act. Man, they make the, you know, what you see on TV of they remind you of East German Stasi. East German Stasi. I mean, just fucking monsters. That's what they are. And more and more this fucking Trump keeps coming behind. Oh, protect those poor. You know, we just got through Holocaust week. Piss on your Holocaust and your fucking lies. You Jew, you fork, you ain't even got a forked tongue. You fucking, the devil's fucking words come right out of your fucking mouth straight from hell. You fucking lying pieces of shit. So after they did this to the Palestinians, after they aggressively attacked the Palestinians, they fired fucking bottle rockets at them because that's all the fuck they got. And so, man, that had to be fucking, that had to be answered with F-16s blowing up entire buildings, killing pregnant women and little children. You love that shit, don't you? You piece of garbage. And then this motherfucker tries to claim that Christianity and all, you know, get the evangelicals behind his play. Good Christian. You're a good Christian. Murdering motherfucker. resistance factions are launching 600 rockets towards Israel's settlements, killing four people, according to Israel. And according to what I heard, two of those were fucking soldiers that were killed in these other, by these martyrs. These people, you know, they probably first came up and fucking shot, they shot two of their soldiers and martyred themselves by being slaughtered by probably 50 to 100 of the same soldiers. Just two guys took them on. That's what you got coming here. Just let those guns go and see what happens. The Israeli assaults were met by Palestinian resistance factions launching 600 rockets towards Israel's settlements, killing four people, according to Israel. And shit, I know. I don't think they killed nobody. Like I said, I've seen where they've shown where these they go. Here's where one of the rockets hit, and it's like a cobblestone fucking street, and like two or three of the fucking little squares of cobble is just, you know, broken out, and a window beside it, like somebody blew up a pipe bomb there. That is met with F-16s with fucking goddamn guided fucking missiles on them, fucking blowing up entire blocks down on the Gaza Strip and just killing fucking people at ad nauseum. Yeah, that's called massacre. Before the Israelis came along, that was called a fucking massacre. The airstrikes also hit a building that housed Anadoula, whatever in the hell that is, agency offices, which drew condemnation from international media organizations. I don't know, it must be a media organization. And here we go, on with fucking Americanism, make America great again, America, 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 U.S. may review ties with countries deemed anti-Israel. This is the business of our fucking country now, is fucking serving our kike masters over there in fucking Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. This is from Reuters. It was sent in by number one New World Order. Here for a discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The United States may review its ties with countries it deems as being anti-Israel after what a U.S. envoy said on Sunday was a shift in policy towards equating anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism. Now see here, we wrote this shit down, didn't we? See Zionism here. Let's see what Zionism is. A movement or originally the reestablishment and now the development and protection of a Jewish nation. A development of the Jewish nation. That is the conquering of the fucking Middle East for the fucking Jews. And it is a political system. Has nothing to do with fucking, nothing other than conquest. Jewish nation is in what is now Israel. It was established as a political, nothing to do with fucking religion, political, just like Nazism, just like fucking fascism, just like communism, political organization in 1897 under Theodore Herzl, and was later led by Chaim Weizmann. No, it's a political system, has nothing to do with fucking religion. It has to do with fucking conquest. It has to do with the conquest of the fucking planet for those miserable son of a bitch and low life fucking worms. There is, like I said, you have to go to wherever Prince's new name, the artist formerly known as Prince's new name, whatever alien place that can, you can't find a word on this fucking planet that fucking can show how loathsome the motherfuckers are.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
You know, the Zionists, you know, they don't realize what they say. You know, when the Messiah comes back, you know, they're going to have, what, up to 800 to 2,800 of us going enslaved when their Messiah comes back. Mm-hmm. And you try to tell those stupid assholes that, you know, they look at you like, you know, a deer in the headlights.
Well, I mean, they've written it in their own fucking, it's in their own writings. Everything you're
exactly.
saying.
Yep.
Read that fucking Talmud. Read the Talmud. Read the part about where it's okay to, you know, to rape a three-year-old child because they won't remember it. That's one of the things that's written in their holy book, people. That you people fucking, you Judeo-Christians, every rotten-ass son of a bitch in one of you is going, you're either going on a deportation barge or you're going to the gallows, you motherfuckers. You treasonous dog shit-eating pieces of parasitic shit. Where were we here? U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said in March, in a March speech, that anti-Zionism, opposition to Israel's existence as a homeland for the Jewish people, was a form of anti-Semitism or hostility towards Jews. Oh, fuck, man. What if they want my fight? What if they want Oregon? I just got to let them have Oregon because that's what they want. And if I say you can't have the place I live, you son of a bitch, you invading, you fucking aggressive fucking monster. And if I say, that's anti-Semitism. If you try to stop this political invasion of the fucking world and this political conversion of the world to the Zion Empire, that's anti-Semitism, don't you know? Fuck you. You ain't seen nothing yet. Or hostility towards Jews. You can't be hostile towards a Jew, you see. You can go over there and you can starve the fucking people of Yemen. You can fucking commit genocide on the people of Iraq. But you cannot criticize the fucking Jews that are running the fucking corporation that put out the orders to fucking destroy everybody in the Middle East, to remove their governments, to put them under puppet control, and then finally annex them into the Empire of Zion, Kenya. There ain't nobody I can't criticize, you motherfuckers. Go ahead and pass your fucking laws. I will spend my entire hour talking about the fucking low-life, fucking parasitic, fucking scum-sucking fucking Jews over and over and over again. And it's just like the fucking guns. You can come here and try and stop me when you get ready. Homeland for the Jewish people. A form of anti-Semitism towards Jews. Fuck Jews. Fuck them all. They're 1.4% of the population of the United States is Jews, and they're dual fucking, most of them are dual fucking citizens, and they enjoy the highest standard of living while our own fucking people live in fucking tent cities across this fucking nation with little our little American nationals fucking going hungry and being cold while these motherfuckers suck our blood out like the fucking vampires they are. That was on the rise worldwide, and Washington would fight it relentlessly. Get ready, buddy. You come fucking, you corporate motherfuckers, you come and try and tell us that we're going to fucking eat Jew shit. And see, we'll feed you fucking lead. The State Department Special Envoy for Monitoring and Combating Anti-Semitism, Elam Carr, said the U.S. position could spell reviews of ties with foreign governments or leaders. Yeah, we will be isolated people, just us and the fucking monsters I don't serve them, but the monsters that the corporation fucking serves, because they have controlling interest in that fucking corporation that is a fucking running ass fraud and a violation of our fucking founding fucking papers that made this goddamn country. It is absolutely a violation of our fucking Bill of Rights, which is the people's authority in this country. You do not rep. I love when they come on there. We this. Who, you got a mouse in your pocket, you motherfucker? Because you do not know. Yeah, you do know. That's why they're starting with all this anti-Semitic bullshit. They know the people have figured this shit out. And they know who the blood-sucking, murdering, fucking parasitic pieces of shit are. And who their fucking Zionist fucking Judeo-Christian backers in this country are. Your fucking asses are going down with your fucking... We'll bury you with your Jews, you motherfuckers. The United States is willing to review its relationship with any country, and certainly with anti-Semitism on the part of a country with whom we have relations in deep concern. He told Reuters during a visit to Israel. I will be raising that issue in bilateral meetings that I am undertaking all over the world. All over the world, he's going to protect the fucking people he represents, the fucking Jews. Now, remember that lying piece of dog shit, that two-bit fucking carnival barker standing up there? I'm going to be American president. I'm not president of the world. I'm American. Just American. America first. Make America great. And the fucking retards, the Trump-tards that are still wearing their stupid fucking red hats walking around. Let it go. Make America great. Yeah, I'm a Judeo-Christian. I don't understand nothing. I'm dumber than a fucking red brick. He said, that is something we're going to have to have frank and candid conversations about behind closed doors. Because if you don't fucking acquiesce to the fucking dictate of the fucking Zionist Jews, you'd be like Venezuela. We'll fucking cut it. This is how they're controlling the world. It's through the fucking currencies, people. It's through the fucking currencies. The people of Venezuela should not be going hungry, should they? But they're going hungry because their fucking leader. It's because of the guy's a communist, a piece of shit communist. It's a communist country. Nonetheless, they're sitting on one of the biggest oil fucking pools in the fucking world. Why are there people going hungry? Oh, because they cut off their fucking currency. Just like they did in 2008 in this country to bankrupt this fucking country. What do you think happened? Everybody was fucking making money. Everybody was going to work every day. And just all of a sudden, this whole mechanism that's working and fucking people are making money and paying their house payments and all of a sudden, like that, it stopped. What happened? Well, the big guys, man, you see, they had this fucking junk bond scam where they were rating junk bonds as AAA derivatives. And they've committed fucking $20 trillion worth of fucking fraud. And so $20 trillion, there goes all the credit lines because the stupid asses in this fucking country, even the ones that claim to be the entrepreneurs and the industry in this country, the stupid motherfuckers. I mean, when in the early days of this country, man, you got to where you owned that business. You owed nobody nothing. You had the money to buy the next stock coming in. You sold it, made a fair profit to fucking feed your family and to grow your wealth in a fair manner. But there is no red ink. This country is been run since the Federal Reserve took over. It's been run on fucking credit. I mean, the money is debt money. Everything's in the red. So they want to fuck a country like George Soros. You want to fuck a country, just pull the credit. You don't even have to call in no loans or anything like they did during the Oklahoma Dust Bowl and the Great Depression. When they called in all the loans, you don't even have to call in the loans. Just stop the lines of credit. Because, I mean, they're never, all, every fucking business has red ink. Instead of black ink, which the American way was to get into the black ink, then you own it all, and then you're making all the money for yourself, not for some dirty son of a bitchin' capitalist piece of shit investor from fucking China, who's invested in a bank that's giving you a line of credit, and you just completely operate on credit. What the fuck? Like this whole goddamn country, it's operating on credit, on red ink. I'm not an economist. I didn't go to college for this business bullshit because it ain't business to start with. And any fucking fool could run a business because it's just adding and subtracting. But that's why you got to go to college to learn how to run on credit. And you don't never want to get, because you know, you get, when you're in debt, you can, when those fucking stupid asses in the middle class are paying fucking tax money that's going to come back around to you, you get all kinds of goodies. That's why they love that fucking 14th Amendment. That's why they love this fucking United States Incorporated. Because all they have to do is keep red ink on their books and they get fucking big fucking bucks back from the people who are actually working and creating a product. They get money for being in fucking debt.
Go ahead. Remember in 1980 when interest rates went to 20%?
Oh boy. That's all it took. Well,
if they just, if it even went to 1%, much less 20%.
Well, after this so-called derivatives bubble crash, zero interest rates. The people don't understand what that fucking means. That means that the motherfuckers that fucking ripped you off and then you had to borrow the money from them to pay off their fraud that you now seem to owe to them. Which all the fucking debt in this country is owed to the people. That's where they took the fucking money. But you know, theoretically, you owe these fucking people, and then they get it to stimulate the economy. We have to drop the interest rate. So they get money for zero fucking interest. It's just, that's the Masonic way, ain't it? I need $350 billion. Here you go. You don't owe no interest on it. Now they get, once it gets in their fucking hands, the good old boy Masonic dirty church cabal that's fucking run this country since its inception, then they can lend it out at fucking compound interest up to fucking 60. So, I mean, I've seen fucking contracts I've read for people where they're paying, you know, like 120% fucking interest. That's fucking, makes long sharking look weak. But it's all credit, people. How in the fuck can the richest country on the planet end up in this kind of fucking debt? It is through fucking fraud. That means none of it's honest money. So anybody back in this industry bullshit in this country, and we can't get rid of the 14th Amendment because it's all into, that's what the industry's made. Yeah, it's made out of fucking slavery. And that's what you fucking want. You want to be able to have you a slave, don't you? So that you can make lots of that fucking mammon. You goddamn traitors. You're going to get what's coming to you. Believe me.
Donald Trump's the king of credit. That piece of shit got more goddamn credit than I've got apologies on the website. That's one of the best you've got for goddamn credit.
Talk about, yeah, red ink. Well, that's what I, you know, like we talked about George Bush. He was good at fucking bankrupting corporations. And that's what he did his whole fucking time he was in office, George Bush Jr. He bankrupted corporations and then moved took the factories and we paid to move them over to fucking China where they could be run by slave labor. That was his forte. That's why he was put there. And the reason Donald Trump was put there is because he's good at going bankrupt. He's good at bankruptcy. Hired Wilbur Ross, the king of bankruptcy. Put him right in the fucking White House. That's Rothschilds for you. He's 9 times he went fucking bankrupt, I think, I know of. 9 fucking times you go bankrupt and you have billions? I've never went bankrupt and I ain't got a pot to piss in and a window to throw it out. How the fuck does that work? I didn't go, you got to realize when, go ahead.
$100,000 and you're bankrupt, but if you're $10 million in debt, you own the bank.
I just say sick and as warped as that sounds, Charlie, that's absolutely fucking correct. The more red ink you got, the fucking more fucking wealth and power you wield. It's like everything else. It's like the Bill of Rights. It's like the original Constitution. All of it. The people's authority. It's all been turned 180 degrees on its head and it's been done right in front of our fucking eyes and they tell you about it. And you stand there, as long as I'm okay, I'm kind of hungry a little bit, but I ain't starving like those people in Venezuela. And God help us if we ever get socialism. This is the most socialist fucking country to ever fucking exist on. It makes fucking communist fucking China look weak. It makes the old Soviet Union look weak. So socialism, corporate socialism, capitalist socialism. That's what we have, people. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. I'm
listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1236 Pacific Time. And that was Creedence Clearwater Revival, Born on the Bayou. Don't let the man do you like he done to me. We were talking about U.S. may review ties with countries deemed anti-Israel, because that's what we are. We're fucking Israel's proxy. We're their fucking bitches. Let's see here. Some U.S. policy analysts say the President Donald Trump and other Republicans hope support for Israel will attract Jewish voters, including, yeah, because that 1.4% is going to make the fucking difference. I mean, I love the way they play these fucking games. That 1.4%, yeah, you're going to get every fucking Jewish vote because you're a fucking Jew, you son of a bitch. But you only got 1.4% of the fucking population. How the fuck is it that that 1.4% wield such power in this fucking country that they could put a fucking two-bit goddamn carnival barking reality host show fucking guy on the goddamn fucking White House? How? They were joined by their fucking Judeo-Christian zillionaires in this country. They talk about, you know, some guy in here, I can't remember who it was. It's in one of these articles. You know, being the 25th on the Forbes list. That Forbes list don't mean shit. Those guys are puppies. A different situation, number one. And number two, if I started disclosing what we might do, it would be less effective. What you're going to do is you're going to go fucking blackmail people, just like fucking Venezuela. Like I said, the Venezuelans are sitting on a fortune. They're rich. They're filthy rich people. Oh, but the goddamn world, because they got in the world economy through their communist fucking, they're a communist fucking country. So they're part of the world communist fucking cabal. And so, I mean, it's just pulling the credit line. And you, I don't matter how much oil you got, we used to be antitrust laws in this country. You remember when they broke up Ma Bell because you can't have that kind of power over, you could deny somebody a phone and they just ain't gonna have a goddamn phone because they won't do business with Ma Bell. These motherfuckers are consolidated at the top to the point of like Iran. We'll starve you out. I don't care if you got fucking gold. If we refuse to let you move that gold, or we seize that fucking gold in a foreign bank, and we're protecting it with the fucking might of the fucking United States Corporation, well, you're fucking poor. It's just like you and me here in this goddamn land of the free and home of the brave. You don't own the clothes on your fucking back. They can take anything they want from you anytime they want to because it does not fucking belong to you. Because they have fucking fraudulently taken over your country and turned it into a corporation. And they have fraudulently put a 14th Amendment in place that takes away your fucking rights and replaces them with privileges and immunities if you suck the right Jew ass.
Your property.
Your property. You're goddamn right. That's what another thing I had here. I'm going to do some definitions. Just for the fun of it. Free enterprise, from World Book Encyclopedia, 1966. A free enterprise system is one in which, 1, the means of production are privately owned and controlled. 2, each person is free to make his own decisions in economic life. 3, each man's income is roughly in proportion to what his labor and his other resources produce. Now, how do these motherfuckers end up with, you know, $200 billion and they make $20 billion a fucking year? Now, what man's goddamn, labor is, I mean, the labor is thrown in there. What's his labor? He signs fucking papers. He was put in place by the fucking international fucking, the people that control the international currency, the people that have all our gold. Free man. Let's see, what's a Winston Dictionary? A free man, one who is free or at liberty or who is not subject to another. Liberty, from the Winston Dictionary. Freedom from control or subjugation. What's the 14th Amendment say? First fucking words out of their mouth. Anyone born or naturalized in the United States is subject. Subject is a subject. Get it through your head. You've been resubjugated. Your fucking ancestors fought to be unsubjugated from a king, and these dirty fucking sons of bitches in this goddamn country, these fucking Zionists in that running this goddamn country, think that they have resubjugated you. And if that's just why you don't own anything. A subject can't own anything. He's owned. Freedom. This is from Winston Dictionary. A state of being free. Independence. We're not free. And we know it. It tells you right there in that 14th Amendment, that unlawful, that treasonous, that fucking fraud of a 14th Amendment created through fraud, created through a fucking fraudulent system. Well, you got people, this ain't over until that 14th Amendment's gone. They're all in jail or hung, and our resources are returned. And our Bill of Rights is the law of this fucking land. Absolute, without question, because that's what makes the people the authority over the fucking, their servants. We want to contract out to be your servants, to protect your rights. Look at this cool contract to people. What the fuck? No. Right off the gate, even in the colonies went to their conventions. The people's, we want our fucking rights. We want fucking rights. We want a Bill of fucking Rights. Any fucking constitution, and they were all still countries then, like Virginia and Pennsylvania, they were separate countries. And our constitution, the preamble, will be our Bill of Rights, the individual's freedom and liberty. That's what they fought for. And now here we are. With fucking an international, this corporation did it because they couldn't have done it under the Constitution because the Bill of Rights, if the Bill of Rights forbade it. There was no such power to do any of this shit. These people are rogue. They operate, there's no law. There's no law, not only in this country, there is no law in this world. There is just money and power and debt. Debt and power is what there is. Some U.S. political analysts say that Donald Trump and other Republicans hope support for Israel will attract Jewish voters. they love your ass, including those disaffected by pro-Palestinian voices within the progressive Democratic Party. Oh, it's Democrats against Republicans, and really, but when those Democrats, that are so anti-Israel, every time, what was that vote in fucking so that Netanyahu could take our military, it's not our military, the United Nations military that we finance. We don't have a fucking military for the United States of these Americas. It's a corporation. And the corporate fucking army that we provide for the United Nations for world conquest of Zion. Well, when that was 99-0, no dissenting votes. Anytime it's something for Israel, I don't see no divide. Do you? At the same time, critics have credited Trump's confrontational nationalist rhetoric with encouraging right-wing extremists. And, I mean, this is control of the opposition bullshit, man. If you're one of them fucking retards out there with the red hat on, you are a fucking piece of shit. Goddamn treasonous piece of garbage. And they keep us playing this game with race and fucking gender. I mean, any way to fucking divide to try to conquer. But the 75%, this is the problem. The 75% do not vote. They do not have nothing to, they hate this. They hate what's going on. They just don't quite know what to do about it. But you're gonna give us the leverage. You're gonna give us what we need. When you tried to come and take them fucking guns, when you tried to force vaccinate, goddamn man, you don't know how much that fucking means to me. To go start doing it. When you got to really, some people you just really, it reminds me of that movie, the hell is it called? Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Where, the guy, the Bible salesman, Big Dan, he robs them of their money and he fucking whops him upside the, George Clooney upside the head. And he, boom, I mean, he goes, and he's getting the money, and he's standing there, he goes, I don't quite get you there, Big Dan, and he, boom, he whops him again. Some people, that's what it fucking takes, I guess. You gotta get hurt. And even you son of a bitches in this country, your industry loving, Jew suck ass sucking industry in this country, you fucking think they're gonna leave you with anything? You fucking are stupid. You're stupid beyond stupid. I mean, a millionaire is nothing anymore. Even a billionaire, that don't give you a fucking seat on the fucking bus, buddy. Believe it or not, they're coming for everything, and there's just a fucking handful, and I mean a handful, that intend to have it all. And the rest of us exterminated, and just enough slaves to fucking wash their feet and wipe their fucking asses and kiss their asses and provide fucking little children for them to fucking rape. That's what's in your future, traitors. At the same time, critics have credited Trump's confrontational nationalistic rhetoric with encouraging. What are you supposed to be in a country if not a nationalist? See, they always say white nationalists. No, yeah, we're nationalists. We're American fucking nationalists. What the hell else are we supposed to be? It's like I'm saying that you're not a Native American because of your ancestry doesn't go back a billion years to this continent or whatever, a million years back to this continent. I am a fucking Native American. I'm a native of nowhere else. I didn't come from nowhere else. My dad didn't. His dad didn't. His dad didn't. His dad didn't. His dad and dad and dad and dad and dad and dad, and dad didn't. My fucking country. Encouraging right-wing extremists and feeding a surge in activity by American hate groups. Hate? You fucking, like I said, the hate ain't a good enough word. You'd have to go to that planet where the artist formerly known as Prince got his new name to find the fucking word. Like, hate ain't in it. And like we said last week, you know, hate is an emotion. So now what they are pushing for right now, I ain't kidding you, is fucking pure thought control. And that's what's pissing everybody off. It's bad enough you're fucking stealing from me. You're stealing my life's time from me, my labor, my sweat, to fucking finance fucking a fucking Zionist empire of motherfuckers who hate me and want to put me in a fucking ditch, bury me, put a bullet through my head and bury me. But you motherfuckers now are going to tell me what I can and cannot say. You think? It doesn't matter which one of those articles of that Bill of Rights you violate. We will kill you for each and every one of them. Because it is a solid body of law, and it is our law, and you are in violation, you motherfuckers. The administration has flatly rejected that charge. Oh, because you have to have some kind of contention going here. That ain't the fucking divide line. The divide line's between you motherfucking corporate son of a bitches and us American nationals who own this fucking country you think you can take from us. That is the fucking battle line. The battle line is your 14th Amendment versus our 9th Article. That is the fucking simplest way I can put it. Carr said the administration's equating of anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism certainly breaks new ground. Yeah, they're breaking new ground every fucking day, changing the meaning of words. But one thing they cannot change is that fucking Bill of Rights. They know it. They know it. They're writing fucking legislation in violation. They know they're committing treason. Everything they're doing is blatant, in your face, fucking hangable, fucking treason. And they know it. They're playing the game out because, hey, no, there hasn't been any consequences yet. You watch when the consequences start. You know, every one of these motherfuckers like that, those limp-wristed pricks in fucking Washington D.C., like that Blumenthal, I'm gonna take your guns. Them son of a bitches won't even be in this country. They'll get the fuck out of this country. They'll leave it to you. They'll be United Nations commander of NORCOM will be first, and then NATO will be here to fucking fight us. Because those little fucking punk bitches who couldn't crack an egg, who couldn't whip the wind with a fistful of hammers, will be hiding in other countries. But it ain't gonna fucking work, man. When we get done kicking the shit out of whoever we have to kick the shit out of, we're coming after you. And there's nowhere on this planet you can fucking hide. You're in New Zealand, huh? Oh, that's a sovereign nation. Oh boy, there's going to be all kinds of talk about how sovereign their sovereign nations are then. And we ain't going to extradite to the United States. Really? Well, we'll give you fucking 72 hours to get our fucking cash and these fucking criminals over here to us on a plane. We're going to nuke your ass. We are going to send an IBM over there and make fucking your whole country a fucking glowing ashtray. Period. Starting with Israel. By making clear that something that a lot of us who are involved in the Jewish world and a lot of us who are proponents, just think about this, all this Jew shit, this fucking tidal wave of Jew shit, because of the revealing. It's been put out in the open. Now everybody knows they got nothing to fucking lose. So here comes this fucking avalanche of Jewish shit. For one, we own 1.4% of the population of this country is Jewish. Well, they're not really Americans because they're Jewish Americans, which makes them of dual loyalties, which makes them Jews because you can't serve two fucking masters. You can't serve two kings. That's in the original Constitution, which was there, and we all read it, and see, how could they, they could never do anything like this. Jews couldn't come in and be Jews and Americans and take over your fucking government and turn it into a corporation, a Jewish corporation. You just couldn't do it because of the, well, read the fucking original Constitution. If you wanted to become part of this country, naturalized in this country, one of the requirements was that you denounced your former fucking nationality. Denounced. Not here, And it's only the Jews. It's only the Jewish American dual passport holding motherfuckers who can operate within inside of what was their corporation, what it was supposed to be our government. But there's still the between the idea and the reality lies that fucking shadow, and in that shadow lies the largest army that's ever existed on this fucking planet. I expect him to try. I mean, when they get desperate enough, I mean, they're sending ships over into the Suez, through the Suez Canal and all that shit over there, getting ready to go after, we're fucking Jews. We're the fucking Jew, fucking Goyim. We're the Jew subjects. And they're sending their subjects over there because this shit's gonna go down. It's Syria. Yeah, I mean, just like Trump, like he has the authority to hand the Golan Heights over to the fucking Jews. You king of the world there, buddy? Is that what you think? That little piss hole. Just think if they were on their fucking own, even with nukes, they would be wiped out in a fucking day. And hey, it is the fucking power of the fucking most powerful, wealthiest nation on the fucking planet that is fucking building a Zion Empire to enslave the fucking people who own that country. That's you and me. They've already written it out. It's called the 14th Amendment. Read it. By making clear that something that a lot of us who are involved in the Jewish world and a lot of us who are proponents of a strong U.S.-Israel relationship, and I won't even get into that because then I have to listen to Katie tell me why that they're so goddamn important to us. And I don't think I can take that today. Have known for quite some time, and that that is that one of the chief flavors of anti-Semitism in the world today is the flavor of that conceals itself under anti-Zionism. If you're not for this political system, who created communism? Oh, that's right. It was the Israelis. That Zionism is fucking world Jew domination under a fucking international communism, where you and I are reduced to fucking just the herd animal, goyim, soulless animals that they fucking have declared us to be in their fucking Talmud. I'm gonna make them. I get a hold of them. We get a hold of them. We'll make them eat that motherfucking Talmud before we fucking hang them. Oh, here we're gonna hit this quick as we can. Americans replaced by foreign H-1Bs. There's no shortage of U.S. workers. No shit. And they're talking about the record. This 261,000 hired. Yeah, every one of them not from this fucking nation. Every one of them, but if they ain't on a visa, they came over the fucking border as a refugee. You know, the refugees they talk to in the caravans, oh, I'm a world worker. I'm coming here for a job to take what belongs to a fucking American. And here's your fucking so-called representative government, which isn't. It is a fucking international corporation owned and operated by a fucking little pisshole over there in the fucking sand that couldn't whip anybody. And without their fucking attack dog, that is the wealth and the power of our nation. Americans who have been laid off and forced to train their foreign H-1B visa replacement say there is no shortage. See, this is even our grandfathers. I mean, the union wars and shit. I mean, it was socialism, no two fucking ways about it. But you came for their fucking job, you were going to fight them. They wasn't going to, I mean, you look at this shit. I mean, if you came to take their fucking job, they'd come in scabbing. You were a scab. You could expect that they were going to try and kill you. Because the people would fight for back in them days. They had balls. They understood hey, that son of a bitch is coming to you. I'll kill him, son motherfucker. He ain't get my job. My family ain't going to starve. so some third world motherfucker who has zero rights inside my fucking borders can come and take what's mine? U.S. workers for science, technology, engineering, and math, STEM jobs. Center for Immigration Studies, Matthew Susis, published a series of statements from the Americans who have been replaced by foreign H-1B visa workers that were made during a conference call with Representative Paul Gosar, Republican Arizona, and Sarah Blackwell's Protect U.S. Workers. We're not supposed to be workers in the first place. We own this fucking joint. Every one of us is all we have. We're supposed to have debt-free fucking money that we can access so that we can exploit our own resources that belong to us. Every one of us is not. We're not supposed to be a workforce for the fucking corporate elite, for the good old boys that came in here and fucking just, well, it all belongs to our corporation and you can work for us. And this is what I told you people. And I didn't tell you just what Trump was it put in here for. So pretty soon it'll be every fucking foreign country fucking owns all the goddamn business. And you will fucking do what they tell you. Maybe you will accept the violations. You will accept anything if you want to eat. Because all they have to do is you can't work. And you can't be an entrepreneur because you don't have access to, well, the currency that they control internationally. Every year, more than 100,000 foreign workers are brought to the United States on the H-1B visa and are allowed to stay for up to 6 years. There are about 650,000 H-1B visa foreign workers in the United States any given moment. Americans are often laid off in the process and forced to train their foreign replacements. Man, I'll tell you, back in my grandpa's day, forced to train their replacements. They were fucking throwing rocks at those fucking scabs. They had to have fucking fences and shit to get them into the goddamn work areas. They were billy clubs, pistols, fucking guns. They fought bombs from fucking planes. They fought when they tried to do this shit to them. And they were already impoverished, fucking working for the fucking company store. But they were going to bring in fucking more. Because they said, you know, we're not going to work for the company. We want money. We're fucking doing work. In the first place, they owned the goddamn resources that they were taking out as slaves, and they didn't even realize it. Because there were a lot of goddamn brought here from Ireland and shit. They didn't have no fucking clue about the founding of this country, about the Bill of Rights, or why anything was the way it was. They just know they needed to work. And that other fellow over there, he's ready to cut your throat. He'll work 10 cents cheaper. And that's all it takes. And now he's going to get your job. And that's when it finally started. But fuck you. I'm not going to starve to death. I guess we got to fight you. If I'm going to die anyway, I'm going to starve to death. I'm going to kill some of you motherfuckers and take you with me. More than 85,000 Americans annually potentially lose their jobs to foreign labor under the H-1B visa program. First and foremost, Americans replaced by foreign H-1B visa workers said that despite claims by the big business lobby and corporate interests, there is no labor shortage and of highly skilled, qualified U.S. workers. I'm a mom to two beautiful girls, and I told them not to go into technology because there is no future for them. A New Jersey mother who worked in the IT industry for 30 years. We have been taken over and sold out to cheap foreign labor from India. It's all a lie. There's no shortage, she said. I watch my friends and colleagues get pushed out of this industry. We're always scared. And see, that's industry. You know, that's funny. We're getting that fucking word out, and people are understanding. It ain't the good old boy farmer, the family farmers. They're hurting, or the miners, them poor miners, or the ranchers, loggers, industry. Fucking as bad as the communism, as bad as the fucking goddamn this phony ass fucking capitalism, money making money. The richest guy in the whole operation, all he does is fucking answer the phone and fucking write and sign his name to papers. That's the way this was set up to work. Why did he get that position? Well, because he has the access to the capital. He's one of the Masons. He's one of the international fucking good old boys. He can get access to the currency for exchange. See, we were supposed to have a fucking free enterprise system with debt-free money minted by our fucking flunkies in the goddamn government so that we could exploit our own resources. And this is what happens once you start down that goddamn road, people. An American father to a disabled child said that the H-1B visa program is all about replacing hardworking Americans with cheaper, less efficient foreign workers to save multinational. And it is. It is. This is our American corporations. These son of a bitches have. This is why the people like in Iran and people like in fucking Libya. This is why they naturalize their resources. They come in and seeing that all these fuckers from all around the world who have no goddamn right to any of it are taking it all. And you can work for them for a bowl of fucking beans. Back to the days of the robber barons. Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, they get away with. They're not printing money.
No, they're not.
Not money. It's an IOU. I mean, anybody can write an IOU, but I mean, well, they have a monopoly on it. But
the people just understood. How in the fuck could the richest country on planet Earth become a nation completely operating in the red? How is that possible? Somebody had to steal, well, probably about $22 trillion, up to about $23 trillion, right? And that would balance our books right there and put us in the black, wouldn't it? What they admit is
only as long as young people accept it in exchange for their labor. I mean,
but the young people are getting fucking sick. They're pissed. They're not seeing what they were fucking, you know, the lie is coming to fucking fruition. Now, I'm not talking about the idiots in the fucking city schools and all these fucking bums and fucking people walking around with their pants hanging down around their ass. I'm talking about the people that went and did the right thing. They didn't go get a sociology degree or a degree in fucking business ripoff, become a fucking mason and fucking succeed fucking colleges. They went for fucking professional trade. I mean, for fucking welding, for fucking engineering. Name it. I mean, I'm talking to degrees that are worth something. That when you used to get a degree, like my son Jesse, he got one in mathematics and physics, a mathematics and physics degree. Before you got out of college, you had offers of up to 250. This is just about 20 years ago. When you were coming out of school, you had offers $20,000 and a Porsche. And a fucking, and a penthouse apartment. Come work for us. That's the kind of offers you got until they fucking see, they opened it all up. We became a part of the world economy. It's just like us fucking paying $3.35 a gallon for our own fucking oil because they're putting it out on the world market. And we're just not us competing for our oil. If they had to manufacture every drop of oil that they're taking out of our ground here, we'd be paying a penny a gallon for it. That's all it'd be worth. And when they take it and put it out on the international market, I got to compete with the fucking Chinamen. I got to compete with the fucking over there, the bastards over there in India for my own fucking resource after they refine it with slave labor. So I can't compete with a fucking slave. You can't compete with slave labor. You have to become a slave. And then they set the goddamn mark. It's one rice head. I mean, one fish head and one bowl of rice. That's it. You don't like it, take a hike. Because you know what? We're all in it together. It's just like with the oil, like shutting fucking Venezuela down. All they fucking have to do is, they just took their fucking means of exchange away and then told anybody that did business with them, we'll do the same to you. And they starved the Venezuelan people and blame, well, your government's doing it. Well, yeah, if your government would turn over 99 cents out of every dollar to the fucking world Jews, to the Zionist fucking empire, and you would just accept one cent of every dollar, that would be enough so you could have food. You wouldn't be starving, and it's your government's fault because they won't do it. How stupid did they? I mean, they're asking for the world to fucking crush them, and it's about to happen, I think. We're at the top of the hour. We're past the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, just keep pointing it out. That's all you can do. The truth is out there, and the truth is, I mean, it's eating them up. It really is. That's why you see all this desperate fucking moves. And I'm telling you, they're on the edge of saying, man, we're going to have another world war. This is too far out of control. We cannot get it back in control. The people have figured that fucking internet got us. It screwed us. Now we're going to have to try and fucking sell them on protecting that country for the homeland, people. Fuck you. You put on your fucking gear and you go fight the son of a bitch you start the trouble with, and we're going to come and get you while you're fucking, while you're doing that, we're going to come and take your ass out from behind. And then we're going to get control of our nuclear arsenal, and everybody, I guarantee you, is going to back off fucking way off from us. If they don't, we'll push a button and let them know we're fucking playing games. And we're going to take this fucking country back. And everybody who has been a part of this generationally, you're losing those mountains of fucking gold. You look, go take a good last look at them. You ain't going to have them. Your children aren't going to have them. Your children's children are not going to have them. They're going to start from the bottom of the fucking heap where they belong in the first place. This generational fucking goddamn wealth that is, we made, we put a group of retards at the fucking top who just don't know no limits. So they got to be taught some. And that is the word from the trenches.